Chapter 3. Shot Up. When I was a kid, I didn't want to be a writer. I wanted to be an actor or a painter like my big sister. I gave up the acting idea because I thought I was too short to be a star. I kept on painting and drawing, though. I graduated from college and began to work for the New York State government, helping people on welfare find jobs. In my spare time, I painted and drew. But if a painting I began wasn't suitable for framing in the first 15 minutes, and it rarely was, I'd start hearing chatter in my head that would go something like this. That's lousy. You don't know what you're doing. You're no kind of painter. You stink. Obviously, this critic in my head was not letting me be a happy painter. Nowadays, when I visit schools, I ask kids if they ever hear that fault-finding chatter while they're trying to do something creative. In every grade, lots of hands go up. When I ask adults, their hands go up too. Where does this impossible-to-please chatter come from? It's born out of and feeds on a certain kind of criticism. Only a certain kind. It doesn't come from the teacher who says that you used a beautiful blue in the lower left corner of your painting, and that if you use the same color in other places, the blue will make the eye move around the page. It doesn't come from the friend who asks you to clarify why your main character yells at his best friend. That kind of criticism is helpful, and you learn from it. The criticism that sets off the chatter isn't helpful. It attacks. It's not on your side. It belittles you. Somebody tells you you're not smart enough to understand a complicated idea. Somebody else says you have many abilities, but art, or music, or math, is not among them. Another somebody announces, "You just don't have a way with words, dear." For some reason, people grab on to such statements. We believe them and let them into our hearts and brains. When I was little, my father...